Welcome to Three Steps Forward, a podcast designed to help us grow as Jews, just a few steps at a time. In each episode, we will meet one interesting and thoughtful person with one or two pieces of useful advice to give. Our goal is to be both spiritually ambitious and humble. We really believe that we can accomplish great things if we take it just a few steps at a time. Well, I have the very great pleasure of once again getting to speak with Rabbi Eitan Kupiecki. Rabbi Kupiecki is a wonderful guy. He's visited our community over here in Houston a number of times. It's always a pleasure to have you here and to learn from you. And it's always really wonderful to learn about what new area of halacha or new halachic questions you're delving into. But aside from being just a great guy and a wonderful Talmid Chacham, so Rabbi Kupiecki is actually the managing director of the Gimel Foundation. And I was really hoping, Rabbi Kupiecki, first of all, to just get you to just talk about what you do for a moment, and then really to ask you a major question that I've been thinking about, especially post Tisha B'Av, which very much I think directly relates to your work. But first, do me a favor, or do us all a favor. Tell us a little bit about the Gimel Foundation so that we can have a sense of where we're going.
All right. So thank you very much, Rabbi Sprung. Always a pleasure to be in touch with you. So I, for about 15 years already, have been working for an organization called the Gimel Foundation. It was actually established by my grandfather in 1980. And we do after-school activities for needy children, socially, economical, low-income families. And what we do is we go into schools after school hours, and we run these after-school clubs. So the child, basically, once he finishes school, he's able to come to our club, and he gets a lunch, and he learns two main topics. One is a Jewish value. I say Jewish and not religious because we don't work only with religious children. We also work with completely secular society. And we also learn about Tanakh, Bible. And the idea behind each one is the Jewish value. We do about four values a year. Is some type of common denominator that we find working in an area that's full of immigrant background families. We have a lot of Sephardic, Moroccan, and North African families. We have Ethiopian. We have Russian, and so on. And the common denominator of the Jewish value is something that each person is basically able to relate to. And we try to encourage the children to bring their tradition of what they do at home. And that way, number one is we're trying to show the child that you should be proud of who you are. And when the person has a strong roots, he's able to accomplish amazing things. And the second thing is we're able to show the other children that there is no such really thing as an other in Judaism. And when it comes to Israel with so many different immigrants, everyone should respect the other person's traditions. At the end, we all want the same value. If it's going to be, for example, Shabbos, which is about community and family, as that as a value and having a day of rest to kind of take a break from life. Or if it's even when we learn about the topic of bread, to eat healthy or something, everyone has their own traditional type of bread that they would bring. For example, my grandfather from New York told the kids he'd bring a bagel, and the child from Ethiopia would bring an injera bread. And everyone has their own little, different holidays, everyone different traditions. But the idea is basically for the child to feel accepted and connected to who he is and to the surrounding around him. And the second topic I mentioned, which is the Bible, is to get the child connected to where he lives. We work in Kiryat Malachi, in Kiryat Gat, which is the south of Israel. Mm-hmm. And it's an area that is full and rich from the stories of the Nevi'im, of the prophets. And by the child learning these stories, he really connects to where he lives and understands the uniqueness and specialty of where he is. And it's not trying just to get out, you know?
Yeah.
That's in a nutshell our flagship program. We have obviously other things that we do. We run after camps in the summer, and we work with senior citizens, and We have a youth program that's trying to build up a young adult, and with the being proud of who you are and adapting to become an adult and not being affected by your surrounding and peer pressure and so on. So we have a lot of different things. We Needy People Fund, we help with clothing and with meals before the holidays. But our flagship program that really is the base of what we believe in are these after-school clubs. And just to give a quick explanation, we have a teacher that's from within the school, and this teacher goes through training from GIMEL to learn these, the curriculum. And then we have about 10 tutors, and these tutors once were also students in and basically have worked up their way, in the pyramid to become tutors. And I'll already share with you that we've been around long enough that some of our teachers are actually students of ours.
Wow,
We've been
amazing.
around for long enough to have the pleasure of really second generation giving back to my grandfather's whole thing when he started is he wants to give back to the community, and he wants children to understand this. So when they become tutors, they learn how to give back, and they understand the importance of education, and understand the importance of getting a job, and so that's in a nutshell what we do.
That is, first of all, most beautiful. Second of all, I think it's never, you really can't say this enough, that even though when we learn halacha, there are just an infinite number of values that come through, but the basic text for our values, it remains Tanakh. That is the most basic and clearest statement of Jewish belief and values. I think we can't repeat that enough, that you just have to keep reviewing and learning in depth as much as possible. And also, just again, I want to thank you for, I think, reminding us about the power of ideas, that education is so central because it's life-changing. Again, Tanakh is maybe the best example of this ever, right? Like, look how much the whole world and history has changed because of our stories. What I really want to ask you about is, you have this wonderful group of students, mostly kids, who are coming from all sorts of different backgrounds and traditions. And really, this is a post-Tisha B'Av question, where on Tisha B'Av, one of the main things we think about is dissension and just how being divided and upset with one another. Right? Sinat chinam, how it's not just about, oh no, this relationship is bad. It's actually, it is something that can result in just remarkable, really incredible destruction. And so you're bringing kids together and you're saying, look, here we are. You've got a lot of things that you share, but you have a lot of things that are special and unique to you and individual to you. And I want to say, especially now, but unfortunately, I think this is something we could say like any moment in the history of our people. Like, at this moment, when you talk to your kids about not engaging in sinat chinam, in not engaging in a negative outlook, not taking a negative view of their peers, not taking a negative view maybe of people who are not their peers, how are you explaining this to them? How do you go to these kids and tell them, this is what I want to teach you about this, and this is what I want you to take with you? What do you say to them about that?
I think when it comes to respecting the other, it starts off with number one, respecting yourself. So our idea is that if I build up someone that has a very strong self-esteem and has a very well aware of self, he doesn't feel any hostility from someone else. In other words, just because someone next to me is different or thinks differently of me, when does it come to bother me? When I personally feel attacked or insecure with who I am, because, oh no, this is the person's being hostile to me. And then what you want to do is attack them to get them away from you. But if I learn to respect who I am as a person and where I come from, then when I learn about something else, it's not going to, shatter my world, especially when I understand that I'm not the only opinion, but there are other opinions around there, and that the key, or the as you started off with talking about the Tanakh, how the Tanakh is so central. If I understand that we're all stemming to the same Torah, so we actually complete each other's picture. There's a fantastic Rav Kook when he talks about machloket, about disagreements, and says that the more Talmidei Chachamim, the more sages we have, the more peace we have. He says, how can that be? The more rabbis, the more, disagreeing. You know, two rabbis, 20 opinions.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? But he says that every person brings an opinion of how they are able to see maybe even the same thing we're looking at, but in a different perspective. And once I get all the different elements and perspectives, then I see a fuller picture. And that's the shalom, as in the word shlemut, completion.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to educating even my personal kids, we first of all don't say to them, shelter them, but we want them. I live in a yeshuv that's a mixed yeshuv, religious and secular.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it out of ideal that I want my children to understand that there are other peoples with different opinions in Am Yisrael. And when you do this, and you at the same time are building up the ability for the child, or even as a personal individual, to be proud of who he is, he's okay with having an other, because he doesn't feel that someone else is trying to attack him. It kind of, if you have a football team or a basketball team and different positions,
mm-hmm.
So for football season's about to start, not that I really know, follow football, but I'm saying, if so I was told, but football, every single player is important. So on one hand, the wide receiver could be jealous of the tight end because who's going to get more passes. But if we understand that we actually complete each other here and that each one is important, then they can work together as a team. And that, I think, is the message of Am Yisrael and Hashem. Is I gave a shiur about this in my own community 2 Shabbatot ago. To the woman, we spoke, the woman shiur, we spoke about that the Makom HaMikdash, the place where the Beit HaMikdash is meant to be, is the according to the Midrash, where light was first created. And the idea is light is created from all the colors, as we know. It's all the colors. It's made out of everything. It's a place for everyone to be.
Mm.
And the Makom Dash being the source to creation of light, light which represents also goodness in the world, is basically saying, once I understand that I need every single color to create light, right? If you're a little off, then the light's not exactly shining as bright, but I need all the colors, then I'm able to make a poem for Hashem, a place of peace. That my house will be a place of prayer for all the nations. I think that's where the key is. And that's what we try to do in our organization. We try to explain to the children, you can learn from everyone. And everyone comes with a very strong tradition, not to take away from your tradition, but to actually make yours even stronger, to understand that you're part of a bigger picture. I have one story I'll just share with you that shows how even the Mr. Big Shot Rabbi could learn from a little child in Kiryat Malachi. We were learning about Shabbat. So I walked into the class and I was probably speaking to the kids about what's Shabbat for you and what do you do? And I started writing on the board in the classroom, what's Shabbat? So one kid said wine. Another kid said lighting candles. Another one said, challah. And I was like, basically checking off in my head all the things I'm expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And then one kid said, a yarmulke, a kippah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking, and the teacher that's secular, because it's a secular school, she saw that I paused. And I was like, wow, I never thought about that. In other words, I, in my head, I'm always wearing a kippah, a yarmulke. But this kid, when it comes to Friday night, he's about to make kiddush with his family. They take out of the drawer the folded kippah with the crease, and they put it on their head. And that, for him, symbolized what Shabbat was about. And I was taken away. Now, I could have been like, that doesn't count as Shabbat. That we wear every day. No. I was so moved. I've been repeating this story probably almost for 10 years already. This is to show how you can really learn the beauty and uniqueness of every family and the beauty of their traditions. And what's, you never know what's going to hit that spot. And I hope that answered your question of what we try to do and how we do it.
So can I push you a little bit?
Please, please. I enjoy being pushed.
Okay, excellent. So I think that it's one thing when you have, and this is true as children and as adults, it's one thing to say, okay, I look at another person and they could make me feel uncomfortable because of what they're doing and saying, because their traditions or views challenge mine. And I think then we have a beautiful message, which I think, first of all, that midrash that you cited, that the Temple Mount is really where light was created. Beautiful idea from Rav Kook. But what do I do, or what do you say to a kid who has negative feelings towards another child or peer who is not just challenging them through their positive ideas, but who is actually perhaps harming them? Right. And this is true as adults, and this is true as communities, that sometimes we look at someone else and we say, well, no, wait a minute, this is really your fault. And unfortunately, when we think about Tisha B'Av, it's not the situation, right, that led to the destruction of the Second Temple isn't that, well, everyone had different views, but they hated each other, right? One of the major components is that they were actually damaging each other and themselves. And this created like this impossible, horrible cycle of destruction that culminated in the ultimate destruction. So, how do we deal with that problem? How do we say to a kid, no, that other child who's actually harming you through what he's doing? I don't mean like, in the most intense manner, but sometimes it can be, unfortunately. But how do we deal with that situation? How do we deal with how do I tell myself or tell other people and tell my children, do not feel sinat chinam, do not feel hatred towards another person, even though they're actually doing some things that are actively harming you or themselves or both. But also do it in like 2 minutes because we're going to run out of time. So I'm glad I asked you a really easy question. So just answer al regla, no problem.
There's a fantastic explanation by the Maharal. He writes, what was the reason of destruction of the temple? He says, because the sages didn't bless the blessings of the Torah before they started learning. In other words, they weren't learning Torah as a way of knowledge of Hashem, but they were learning it as a personal academic way of academic ology to put themselves forward and trample the other, which led to not respecting each other's other opinion. I think even if someone is harming you by the way they're behaving, this sounds maybe cliche, but if you become the strong, independent, bigger person, eventually they will either back down or they'll want to learn about, learn from you. And if I go to the kindergarten growing up in Israel, my mom always said, when you're in elementary school in Israel, some kid hits you, you hit them back harder. It's not necessarily what kids do nowadays, but in Israel, it's still like that. And what comes down to it is, again, if you're an easy pushover, so you're just going to be attacked all the time, even verbally. But if you're able to portray a strong individual, then either the ability will back down or they'll eventually understand that there's some type of truth by you. And I think that's the key. Again, to build up healthy, strong individuals that understand they're part of a bigger picture.
Okay, so this is great. So if I build myself up, right, or if I tell a child to build him or herself up, then that very strength, it's the same exact self-esteem and sense of self you talked about earlier, that very strength allows me to cope with the challenges, really harsh, negative challenges that come from the outside, as they inevitably must. Okay.
I mean, if I can, I'll just add a small story. I have a kid, I have Leah and I are a lot, 8 children, and brothers definitely call each other names amongst other. And we said that one of the kids, why does it bother you that your little brother's calling you a name? Like, what's the big deal? And then you come to explain to the child that, like, you're bigger and stronger. And imagine it's like, bing, bing, kind of like your bullets popping off your chest. It shouldn't bother you. And if the person that this that when this son of ours, one of the things we're trying to work with him is building up his self-esteem, because it's clear that if his little brother, who's 3 years younger than him, is able by a silly word to really, really, bother him, there's a problem with his self-esteem. And if you're able to build up the person, then what does he care if this little mouse is pushing him, you know?
Wow. Okay. All right. Eitan, what a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for this invitation. It was really, really wonderful idea. Really enjoyed talking. Be happy to do it again if you'd like.
Yeah.
All right.
So, well, first of all, I don't know if I said this at the beginning of the episode. This is going to be our last episode of the season. So I do hope that our listeners will come back. I hope you will come back soon and visit our community again. It's really always a real wonderful treat and pleasure and honor to learn from you. And thanks for your fabulous, fabulous advice, Yishir Kosser. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hatzlacha Rabba. Thanks for what you're doing with the Gimel Foundation as well, Yishir Kosser.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking 3 steps forward with me. There is a wide and bright horizon ahead. Please review our podcast, and if you learn something new, share it with a friend. More episodes are on the way.